Yeah, I mean, we'll tip our cap to Union to start, but I just thought that it was a situation where our best hockey was, you know, when we had to play out of desperation, and that was after we were down one goal. That was after we were down one goal a second time, and that was in the third period when, you know, you came back. But throughout the game, it's still game two of the year. You've got a one game winning streak. I disappointed we probably weren't more ready to play right out of the gate, and you know, didn't have the self-motivation to really make sure we were there to stop and start, do the gritty things, do the things that were important to win. And you know, until again late in the game, you know, the last 12-14 minutes, I don't think there was enough sustained pressure or enough quickness, you know, battles won. And you know, we come up short, you know, for that game.
Ended up being mostly a goaltending duo between Shanahan and Mantzoukas. What did you see from Mantzoukas that you wish that the team had maybe exploited a little bit? She made some big saves. The only goal that was scored was when she wasn't in the net. What did you want to see out of them?
Yeah, I mean, I had a fantastic coach I work with named Terry Slater, and he used to talk about those three or four saves goal he has to make, and clearly the stop on Jesse DeVito to start the third period, a nice pass, I think, from Catherine Fulham or Christina Vogt, one or the others, slid it right across, maybe Christina, and she made a nine bell save right there. I think she was strong on a couple of scramble type situations, but again, we probably also hit her a bit and or didn't quite screen enough, maybe a handful too many on the glove, because I remember a lot jumping into her glove. But we didn't seem to shoot with a purpose or seem with a shoot to score mentality. And you know, she played a real nice game. You know, Kaylee did a nice job, a couple of, you know, plays. She made a huge save in the first that was on a breakaway late in the period that could have made it that much tougher. But you know, we had ourselves in position in the third, and we couldn't get that goal that maybe changes the momentum and the complexion of the game.
Yeah, Clara had that that misplay on the 3-1 goal. In a game like this, where those mistakes are so crucial, is that a communication error? Is that something that maybe she needs to maybe look over her shoulder if she makes that type of pass?
Yeah, I think you just you learn on the fly sometimes, and when you're a freshman, you know, we're all going to make mistakes, freshmen to seniors. But, you know, that might have been a product of her trying too hard. She's an ultra-competitive kid. She wants to succeed. And, you know, maybe was just trying a little too hard to do some things individually where possibly she could have skipped a puck over to somebody or made a little simpler pass, you know, because if I remember, she swung the net and came out the, you know, the offhand side and got it back righted, and all of a sudden it's turned over and the kid gets a breakaway and snaps it in. But again, she played real hard, had a nice weekend, and today, whether you know, it was, you pick just about any name you want, we didn't finish. And you know, that big game changer is super important.
You had 10 shots on net from Lacey Martin. Is that something that you're looking for everybody to be as aggressive as her? She's really taking the lead on that.
I give her a lot of credit, and I think she produced opportunities because she was pretty strong on the puck, had some real nice escape moves off the walls, out of the corners, and you know, so that's the real positive side of it, that she had to find ways to generate, and I'm sure she'd give credit to her line mates, you know, because they had to be doing things right and, you know, helping make things happen. But, you know, again, you want to turn one of those into an opportunity. And, you know, that last chance she had there, I think it was a nice play that her and Andy Calderoni put together. And, you know, she got into a pretty good position there. But I didn't think that was one of her great A shots, you know. And maybe a couple times she just missed the net. But I'll take the positive that she's able to generate that many shots, get to those spots, because they weren't power play shots. You know, she was doing most of it 5-on-5.
Then finally, we saw Nadia have a bit of an injury in the third. She did come back, what's the status on that? How's she been?
No idea from here, but it looked like one of those situations where, you know, her thigh or knee or something got bumped, and I'm hoping it was just one of those stingers you get sometimes that, you know, in a few minutes you're fine, but for the split second it's painful and, you know, kind of slows you down.